everybody. Dan Dillman here, bringing you a little of this, a little of that. If you've been watching the baseball games this spring, you probably have noticed that the offense is way down. The batting averages are way down. The home runs are down. And many of the hitting, slugging aspects of the game are much less. A lot of people say the fault lies with the baseballs. Well, let's look at this. First, they took the sticky stuff away from the pitchers, huh? They implemented a universal designated hitter. They didn't even test for steroids and performance-enhancing drugs all winter. So what happens? We're seeing a historic power outage in Major League Baseball. The batting average throughout baseball the first few weeks of the season is 230, which would easily rank as the lowest in baseball history if it extends for a full season. The teams are slugging 366. That's the lowest slugging percentage since 1976. Major League Baseball teams are averaging 3.9 runs per game. That's the lowest since 1972. And there are 0.089 homers per game, which is the second lowest output since 1993. You know, before the steroid craze. The offense around the game is so pathetic that six teams were averaging three or fewer runs during the weeks of April. The New York Yankees, the Detroit Tigers, the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Cincinnati Reds, the Kansas City Royals, and the Baltimore Orioles. So what gives? What is going on? Is it the humidifier effect with every team now storing baseballs in humidors instead of in just Colorado and Arizona where it's extremely dry? Is it hitters swinging for the fences no matter what the count is or the situation? One veteran pitcher has said, "It's never been so easy to pitch in my life." Or is it baseball's dirty secret? The actual baseballs. Everybody's talking about it. According to Mets second baseman Robinson Cano, he said something is going on. And by the way, he just got traded or put on the inactive list. Balls that used to be flying are now dying on the warning track. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, manager of the Dodgers, Dave Roberts, said last week. But it just seems like something is different. There's been a handful of hits that I felt off the bat, the sound, the trajectory, the philosophy that I thought would be home runs that didn't get out of the ballpark. Pitchers and hitters will tell you that 2021 deadened baseballs are back with a stickier, almost all-weather surface. But before anyone gets comfortable, the old slick juiced baseballs still can be found in the games. Yeah. Once again, players are convinced that there are two different baseballs used in games, just like a year ago, when two different balls were secretly used. This Major League Baseball finally confirmed in November. And Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Ian Kennedy said, "Honestly, I can tell you right now, there are two different baseballs still this year." He said, "I'm not an idiot. I've been in baseball my whole life, and something is going on." Well, at the beginning of the year, we were using just one ball. It took the mud better. It was more porous, a rougher feel. The other one is more noticeably different because it's so smooth. I noticed when they started mixing in the old ones last year, Kennedy said. We later found out that they're mixing in the old ones because they had a surplus. Right after the hitters were complaining the balls were not flying as far. Why don't we do this at the beginning of the year? Why are we trying to grab two different baseballs every single time? It's the same thing this year. There's still one ball different than the other, but if we say anything about it, we're just pitchers complaining. It's very frustrating to have two different baseballs that you have to adapt to, according to Kennedy. Pitchers and hitters alike will tell you the same thing. They'll see and hear a ball leaving the bat, believing it will leave the park only to fall harmlessly short. And others they don't think will go very far, travel 450 feet out of the park. The carry on the ball is now down, according to a Mets reliever, Seth Lugo. He said, "They're not getting home runs, but we're not getting swings and misses. Maybe it kind of evens out. But I just hate that they keep changing them. Every year it changes. I would like to see a little consistency. Just let us know if you're going to change it so we can adjust." And then New York Mets catcher James McCann used to play for the Chicago White Sox. He said that he used to laugh about pitchers trying to convince him that there are two different kinds of baseballs, but no longer. He says he can feel the difference. Some of the baseballs having bigger seams than others. There definitely have been moments when you get a ball from the umpire and you can feel a difference, McCann says. The big thing for me is that the deadened baseball has a larger seam, a bigger seam. The lively balls, or whatever you want to call them, the seams are not as raised. They're more smooth. There seems to be more new deadened baseballs used this year. But if offensive woes still continue into the hot summer, those hot summer nights where the air is heavy, there could be a switcheroo with these old slick baseballs coming back to a ballpark near you. Catcher McCann said, My frustration is that some balls are good and some balls are not. It's just the luck of the draw. And as a pitcher, you make your pitch and the guy puts the barrel on the ball. That's the barrel of the bat he puts on the ball. And it happens to be a juiced ball. That's not fair. Or if a hitter makes a good swing and it happens to be a deadened ball and it doesn't go out, that's not fair either. He continues, my opinion is that it's 2022. We should have the same ball all season. Well, he finishes by saying, I guess it all evens out just as long as we're not using those bouncy balls when guys were breaking their own home run records every month. That's a ball that I don't want to play with. But something is definitely not right this season. You watch the games and you can tell. And now, I'll step away for a few minutes, let you listen to the music, and I'll be back to tell you about some wild weather. This segment begins with a quote from Mark Twain. Mark Twain said, thunder's good, thunder's impressive, but it is the lightning that does the work. So I want to tell you a little bit about some wild weather by beginning with thunder and lightning explained. Thunder and lightning are in a constant dance together in the sky. As partners, they are inexorably linked, for one cannot exist without the other. And a single stroke of lightning has the capacity to heat the air to around 54,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Or if you're a centigrade person, 30,000 degrees centigrade. This causes the air to swiftly expand, and it creates the booming shockwave known as thunder. Lightning bolts brighten the sky before the thunder crash, because light travels faster than sound. In reality, the two occur at roughly the same time, even though the dance appears off kilter. Remember that lightning is a discharge of electricity. This giant spark forms between the clouds, the air, and the ground. A thundercloud is not unlike a battery. It has a positive charge at the top and a negative charge at the bottom. Initially, the air acts as an insulator between the two charges and the ground as well. But as the charges build up, the air can no longer insulate. And at this point, electricity is unleashed in the form of a lightning bolt. When the lightning occurs between the positive and negative charges of the cloud, this is known as intra-cloud lightning. And when it occurs between the ground and the cloud, it's simply called cloud-to-ground lightning. There are some myths about lightning. In the 1800s in Russia, a strange custom was practiced to conjure the rain. Three men would climb the highest tree. One would strike two firebrands together to represent lightning. One would pour water over the branches to symbolize the rain. The third would bang upon a kettle to attract thunder. And in early Europe, church bell ringers made as much noise as possible to scare away the lightning. Church towers were common targets during a lightning storm, and even though they were holy buildings, This provided no protection. No protection at all from the elements. Some European superstitions claim that lightning strikes can be prevented by covering household mirrors, by placing an acorn upon a window ledge during the storm, or keeping a sprig of holly or mistletoe in the house. And this would act as a charm to ward off lightning bolts. And then we have rainbows. Just a few words about the myths, magic of rainbows. And then at another time, I'll tell you how they're formed. One of life's true joys, the rainbow arcs in the sky for all to see. It's a symbol of light after darkness, of hope after the floods. It's a long history throughout humanity. According to the Bible, the rainbow was a sign from God that he would never flood the earth again. Today, the sight of a rainbow can stop us in our tracks. It's a good feel, good moment, a gift from Mother Nature, and enough to turn away any frown and turn that frown upside down to a smile. While it might not be key to existence, it reminds us to look up, to appreciate the wonder in the world. And that is sometimes all we need to make a difference. The word itself comes from the Latin arcus pluvius, which means rainy arch. And although a prominent symbol in myth and religions for thousands of years, nobody really understands what it was until the 17th century. So, more about wild weather, and I'll tell you how to form rainbows at another time. And now, I'll step away for a moment or two while you enjoy the music. The news of today with respect to science. The aging process might be reversed. Scientists have made the skin cells of a 53-year-old woman look and behave like those of a 23-year-old. If the same technique can be used to shave decades off organ cells, it could prove a major breakthrough in treatments for age-related diseases. We've been dreaming about this for a long time, according to a spokesperson from the Brabham Institute in Cambridge, England. Many common diseases get worse with age, and to think about helping people in this way is super exciting. The technology is based on the procedure used in creating Dolly the sheep, the first mammal to be cloned. Scientists refined the method in 2006, turning adult cells into embryonic stem cells by bathing them in certain chemicals for about 50 days. And then shortened the soak to just 12 days and found to their astonishment that the result was not embryonic stem cells, but skin cells that appeared 30 years younger. The method cannot be used outside the lab at the moment because it's known to increase the risk of cancer. But now we know cell aging can be reversed. It should be possible to find a safer method. Perhaps the long-term aim will be to extend the human health span rather than the lifespan, so that people can get older in a healthier way. And then there's this item which refers, is still within the category of science, technology, in a way, and that is the tech exodus that's occurring from the Russian Federation. Russia is experiencing a brain drain. Tech workers are fleeing the country. According to a tech industry trade group report, between 50,000 and 70,000 computer specialists have bolted the country since Russia invaded Ukraine in February. This is part of a much larger exodus of skilled workers that have been spooked by sudden frost in the business and political climate. Russia's technology industry was once considered a rising force in the economy, and other countries recognize the skilled talent that is primed for poaching. A European tech venture capital firm called Untitled Ventures recently chartered two flights to Armenia carrying 300 tech workers from Russia. Stay tuned. This sounds very interesting for the immediate future. Now it's time for some odds and ends. 92 immigrants hailing from 35 different countries have become billionaires in America. With a combined net worth of $711 billion, these foreign-born U.S. citizens now account for 15% of all American billionaire wealth. And the San Diego Padres baseball team last week became the first Major League Baseball team to announce a jersey patch sponsor, signing a multi-year agreement with Motorola, reportedly worth $10 million each year. The potential is far greater. European soccer club Manchester United, for example, makes $185 million annually through patches on its soccer club jerseys alone. And then Ford announced plans to increase production of its electric F-150 trucks to 150,000 in the next year. And this is up from an initial target of 40,000 vehicles. Ford says the company has secured enough lithium batteries for the surge, and it could still take more than a year, though, to fulfill the 200,000 pre-orders. And then there's this final item. U.S. home prices rose almost 20% year over year in February. Phoenix reported the highest year over year gains among the 20 U.S. cities that were tracked by a housing index for the 33rd consecutive month, with prices up almost 33%. And a final end. I've given you some of the odds, and now a final end would be the J.P. Morgan Chase was sued by the French maker of Ray-Ban glasses, which claims that the bank ignored red flags as international cyber criminals drained $270 million from its New York bank account. Not a good way to treat customers. And so, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in to 101.5 on your FM dial. We really do enjoy having you here. We work hard to entertain you, to inform you, and maybe once in a while, a smile or two will, and you'll be amused. You be safe. Take care. Stay healthy. Remember, as I always say, be kind to each other, because you'll surprise so many people by doing so. And so it's time for Willie Nelson and I to head down the road. As I say every program, we're looking for more items that fit into a little of this, a little of that. I hope you enjoy taking that ride with Willie and I, because we certainly enjoy going on the road again. Tune in next time. You'll hear about sanctions. You'll hear about the unequal distribution of U.S. health care. Just a couple items to inform you and bring you up to date. And now, it's goodbye. See you next week.